broadcasting from the jungles of Southeast Asia, it is time for the Ed Namrock Podcast.
I'm actually going to start with my old intro. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children 16 through 25. I guess I could say that now. Welcome back to another episode of the Ed Namrock Podcast. Today, I have a guest that has been past due. I've known this guy for 14 years now. A lot of you might recognize him. A lot of you might not. A lot of you might have not recognized him because you're too fucked up dancing to his music. But on the podcast today is my man, Mr. Robert Styles.
What up, kid?
What's up, man? How you doing?
All right here, surviving 2020, brother.
Man, you know what's crazy is, and I always think of you when I see this.
Wow, thanks.
There's a meme going around that first day back in 2021 when the DJ and the clubs open up. And you get on the mic. If you survive 2020, make some noise.
Oh, that little girl?
This little girl for just crying. It says me. I was like, fuck, dude. That is so us, bro.
I've seen that, bro.
It's wild, dude. I mean, a lot. Obviously, 2020 has been fucking shitty. I know a lot of people can agree. There's no lie. It's lousy. I mean, everyone's like, oh, it can't get any worse. And then other shit happens. And I mean, you and I suffered a personal loss, man. And, you know, for us, it's been a healing stage, man. But I always say to myself, I mean, as much as we were in mourning, as much as we're in grief, it's not the time. It's what we do with the time that makes us stronger, makes us really, really, really fucking, you know, strong, man. And shout out to Chris. What's up, Chris? He's on. Yeah, it's been real fucking shitty, Chris. I agree, man. And welcome back, brother. Big Ben, man. I mean, there's a lot of things that remind me of him now. I mean, I know. Let me ask you this question because I never really got the whole story.
Yeah.
How the hell did you meet him?
Wow, I met Ben.
Because I know you to be a homeboy from Boyle Heights.
That is true.
Right?
That is true.
He is not from here. No, he's from the high desert, bro. Or what was it? Not the high desert. The other desert. The California version of Texas. Was it called Palmdale? Victorville? What?
No, Ben's from San Fernando. Then he moved up to the high desert. Yeah. And I grew up in Boyle Heights in the projects.
Yeah, Strata Quartz. Yeah.
So then I moved up to the high desert, bro. So
how did that happen? It was just choices.
My parents, bro, they bought a house up there, man. They bought a house.
Yeah, of course.
It was cheap back then. It was actually nice.
It's more affordable now. Yeah.
You didn't have a lot of riffraff up there yet.
Not yet.
So, you know, I met Ben like 24 years ago.
Yeah.
Like 24 years.
Jesus, that's a long time, bro.
Like 24 years ago. And this is why my friendship with him was special. I met him through my brother.
Yes.
So I met him through my brother. And, you know what? I lie. I met Ben my junior year, which is 95.
More Victorville High?
Yeah, so technically I know him like 25, 26 years.
Man, that's still a long time, bro.
Yeah, it is. So I met him.
Most people don't own cars that long. Straight up, bro.
Hey, bro. So I met him through my brother, bro. Which is that's why my friendship with him was special. Because a year after I met Ben, my brother passed away.
Rest in peace. I remember the story he told me.
Yeah, so my brother introduced me to Ben. And he told him, yeah, my brother DJs too, yada, yada, yada. And then when my brother passed away, Ben, I don't know if he would do it knowingly or unknowingly. Yeah. He would just tell me, hey, come over. Let's practice DJing. And he'll just tell me, hey, come down, let's hang out, practice DJing. And he never brought up, like, my brother, like, actually, he never brought up, like, hey, are you okay? Or you need anything? This is, he never made me feel sorry. He never, like, had pity for me. So, you know, he just distracted me, bro. So he was there, like, when my brother passed away, he would distract me, just DJing at his house and, you know, just talking shit, making mixtapes and talking shit.
Mixtapes, bro. The best.
Making mixtapes, bro, and just talking shit, bro.
Yeah.
So
I remember you telling me that it was some funny, like, dialogue between you and Ben. Like, kind of like, oh, do you, well, who's the one that brought up the DJing part? Was it Ben or was it you? Were you already doing it? And you're like, oh, do you DJ? Yeah, I DJ too. Like that type of shit, or?
No, my brother brought it up.
Okay.
He told Ben I DJed. So then when I went up there, I still wasn't, I wasn't good, bro. I'll be honest with you. You know, I just started, bro. Just started. And then, Ben's all like, well, yeah, he heard me playing. He's like, bro, you need practice. He's all like, you talk good shit, but you need practice. So I was like, ah, fuck it. So that's why we just started practicing. And so, and he would borrow records from me too, because I was always going to LA. Yeah. So I'll go to Tough Guy Records, DMC, World Records, I'll be buying records all the time, and he'll come and, hey, let me borrow records, bro. I'm playing at a house party. So that, and then I didn't drink back then. So I was the one that was always driving, and all the guys, you know, my mom had a fucking Safari, a GMC.
Oh my God, the big one.
No, it's not big. It's like an Astro van.
A whole PA system in there, bro.
Bro, no, bro. It was like an Astro van.
So you got to put the seats down in the back, huh, in order to make space? Or did they even go down back then?
No. We didn't take the system. I just had like 12 fucking guys in there. Right there. We'll go to house parties and shit.
Oh, Lord, man.
So that's crazy. I didn't drink, and I was always sober. I was always drinking Gatorade. And, you know, all the guys would try to get me drunk, and I'll be like, nah, bro, I'm an athlete. I don't drink.
Yeah, man. I know. I remember those days. I'm a football player. I don't drink. Dude, so here's the... hold on. You cut out there for a second. So that was what, early 2000s or late 90s? Hold on. I think you keep cutting out again. I'll wait for you. Hold on. Robert. Hold on. All right. How about now? There you go. You're good. No, I said, was it late 90s or early 2000s? Oh, man.
Late 90s, cut bro.
Off again. Hold on. There you go. Okay, late 90s. Okay. Well, the reason I ask is because I met you, I think, I don't know if I met you at the club first or I met you at your old house in East LA. I can't remember because I have a personal friend that lived next door to you. And she was the one that would always tell me, like, oh, this guy's always throwing gnarly, you know, house parties. You should maybe come by. And I'm like, oh, okay. Remember, that was the notorious barbecues that you would always throw. So I can't remember who I met first, dude. Did I meet you or did I meet Ben? I can't remember.
Actually, you met me first. You met me, and then I introduced you to Ben. Yeah, bro, because I met you and Joe.
Yes, that's right. My little friend that moved to Albuquerque, New Mexico. He fucking abandoned California. Yeah, he bought a pad down there. He's doing good. He misses the whole scene. You know, he heard about the news about Ben, but at the same time, he's like, hey, so how is it over there during these times? And I'm like, man, it sucks, dude. It really fucking sucks. I'm like, and on top of that, you add a dose of tragedies in our fucking lives, and it's just a mess, bro. It's like, and he's like, well, he's big on, you know, adapting and overcoming, persisting and prevailing, how we used to say back then. He's like, hey, these tragedies happen for you to grow more as a person and not, you know, not get watered down, you know, not get drowned in the sorrow. And because, I mean, he's also had some pretty bad tragedies in his life. I mean, his dad passed away, I think, at 13.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so that's tough, man. That's fucking tough. He had to kind of step up because, you know, there was a lot of ruckus going on in his house. And fuck, man, like, when you have to step up as the man of the household and you're young, bro, that's tough, man. I couldn't even put myself in those shoes because I know what that's like. It's like, dude.
A lot of dudes.
He had to work. He had to take care of his little sister that was just born. His two other brothers were kind of like wilding out, whatever, because they were young and doing the thing. And it hits everyone differently when you lose, you know, your father, man. Fuck. Look what it did to Aaron Hernandez, bro.
Yeah. Joe hit me up.
Yeah.
When he heard about Ben. He hit me up, bro. Like, he hit me up. He's all like, yo, man, I can't believe it. Dude always had a good heart, you know, this and that. I was like, yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, but, like, he was one of the early guys to hit me up. I guess he heard it from you, I think.
Yeah, I had said something on Instagram and on Twitter. And my Twitter audience is not as big. It's mainly IG or Facebook. And he thought it was, like, some type of, like,
prank
or whatever. I'm like, no, man. I go, he's gone. And but now knowing exactly kind of what led to all this, it's like, I mean, I'm not a big man of faith, Robert. I'm not, but you know, in the same token, it's like, you know, I do believe in timing, and you know, some timing is for the better, man. Now we got our clocks are still ticking. But it's always a reminder for me, like, okay, give your all, love your all, keep fucking pressing, dude. Like, he'll be fucking sending me messages like today, trying to make me laugh, trying to say, hey, did we sleep with each other or what? Because you're not fucking hitting me up. And, you know, shit like that, dude. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm not going to downplay this shit. I'm going to live it up, be fucking strong. You know, still contact the homies, man, because I think for a while, like, this whole pandemic shit just made us just drift apart, dude, because we had nothing to do.
Yeah.
And fucking sucked.
And you know what? I try to keep in contact. I was trying to keep in contact with them because I started doing live streams. And I would tell Ben. I'll tell Ben, hey, shoot down, you know. I'm like, hey, biatch, fucking come down.
Yeah.
So let's do a live stream. So we
hold on, you cut off there for a second. I'll let you come back.
What was the last thing you heard?
You left off at let's do a live stream.
Yeah, so I told, you know, I told Ben, let's do a live stream. And it was for his birthday, Memorial Day weekend. And it's still on my Instagram, that video. So we did a live stream. And
I remember
DJ Rob even showed up.
Yeah. Yeah. That was interesting.
Yeah.
I wasn't there for it. I was like, shit. Because you guys were
Mario was
like,
there too.
Mario was there? Fucking A, man.
Little Mario,
bro. That's like that's crazy reunion shit right there. And speaking of reunion, even before this whole live stream shit, you guys set up a reunion at our old stomping grounds, which is Havana House, Alhambra. And everyone was that I remember was there, and out of nowhere, the homie Jerry shows up, and I'm just like, whoa, what's up, dude? How you been? And I won't say nothing else, but like, it was so good to see the guy, dude. It was. Yeah. It was good to see him, and I'm just like, okay, you know, different circumstances now.
But that guy was something else.
Yeah, he was. I mean, I know he turned in a new leaf. He's a different person now. But fuck. Like I said, all for the better, man. Shit, he had to. The other question I would ask about you and Ben is, this is interesting because I never really got how the dynamic with working with each other is. I would just hear the music and see you guys work. And the handoffs that you guys would do with one another with the laptops sometimes. It was weird because, okay, how would that work out? Like, say you would play from, 10 or 11? And how would that handoff to him? Or vice versa, whatever, whoever was playing first. Like, how was that easy handoff? Like, I never really, like, you know, with rock bands, you're playing whatever, and then you stop, and then the next band sets up and plays. But with DJs, it's a little bit more fluid. It's a little bit different. So, hold on, you cut off again. Hold on.
Well, you just get the,
come back.
You know, the next song going.
All right, you're on. I can hear you, I think. Hold on. All right, say something.
Goddamn Spectrum.
Now you're back. Goddamn Spectrum. Yeah, you keep cutting in and out. I was like, oh, shit. Yeah.
So we would have the next song ready.
Yeah.
Or a CD.
Wow.
So mix it in and
hey, this is my motherfucker right here, dude. We used to call him Mohoro.
That's my cuate, bro.
Hey, I know, man. Fuck it, dude. Bro. Goddamn Morrissey heads. Oh, man. Good times.
Bro, they used to think we were fucking
too,
related,
man.
Bro.
Fuck.
They used to think we were related, bro, when we used to work at Strength.
I even told him, I'm like, Dick, you're gonna play along with that shit. He goes, yeah, fuck it.
They're like, hey, what's up with your? I go, oh, that's my little brother.
Fuck, dude, that's so classic, man. And even though Renee looks older than you, because you have no facial hair, it's
yeah,
like,
he does.
Fuck, dude. Yeah, oh, it's like, fuck,
it, bro.
Man. Nah, you can't. I don't remember you growing out so much. You grow
nah,
like
dude,
the
I was never a fan of it.
Yeah, I've always seen you to be clean cut. So he said, "Chale." Oh man, no, but fuck, dude. Like the other thing. Oh, dude, this guy's just dropping him. Look at that. Nah. He said, "Use your hotspot." That's classic, dude. The highlight
I turned
of the
it on, bro. You think it's gonna mess up if I switch over to my hotspot?
No, try it. Let's see if it works. I mean, just switch it over and then see if the data is a lot better. Sometimes that happens. That's why people use their cell phone too. And oh man, that's fucking great. We're gonna do the handoff. Renee, the handoff. I swear, dude, we had nicknames for everyone back in high school. That's so fucking crazy that you even know Renee, dude. It's awesome. Robert, you're frozen. Oh, man. Renee, look at that face. Look at that still shot right there. It looks like a DMV picture. Oh, this is great, dude. You gotta humor technical difficulties. But you have to remember, man, as I was telling Robert earlier, I'm surprised any of this shit works right now because of the whole distance learning thing, and everyone is at home. So I'll pretend to be him, but better looking. he's just serious. Yeah, he is, man. But let's see if the hotspot. Okay, let's see. Did the hotspot work? Let's see. We're gonna find out. It's a loading. Hold on. Let's see. Let's see if it works. Come on, Robert. Come on, Robert. Let's see. Okay, I gotta remove him and make sure he's actually on. But so you guys probably know him as longer than me or not, I don't know. But we're talking about our homie Big Ben that just passed away in June. And what the hell? Fool should he should have gotten a Starbucks for the free one. Or Taco Bell. Taco Bell's helping distance learning. Oh, dude, no shit, man. Hey, I'm guilty of doing that every fucking time, bro. If I have to upload something. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, bro. It took like maybe 30 minutes to do, and I had to ask Robert from some advice on simple shit, but he got it across. But let's see. Nothing. Oh, using my hotspot. Okay, he just texted me. Okay, went back on. Let me text him back. Nada yet. Let's see. Because usually when a guest comes on, they just pop up in here in the little screen and I let them in. But here we got Robert. Robert the spinning circle right now. Ed Rogan. Oh, damn. Shit, that guy, man. What's the $10 million man? That's what they call it. I don't know how much money he got to go move to Austin, Texas, build that studio out and get an exclusive deal with fucking Spotify. Now, that's some money right there, man. Ridiculous. But come on, Robert, where you at? Where you at, man? Spinning circle Hobart. We gotta get you on, bruh. Let me see. Connect to Starbucks. To the Wi-Fi again. All right, let's see if this works. Joey Namrock. Oh shit. That's crazy. All these mashups, man. Yeah, my favorite podcaster of all time, it's either Joey Diaz or Duncan Trussell gets pretty deep. And apparently that's going to be his first guest on the debut, which I think it was supposed to hit tonight at 7 p.m. Texas time. But if I check my Spotify, because I know they're supposed to have it available everywhere until I think December or some shit like that. Let me see. Is it up yet? Let's see. Shows. Rogan. Oh yeah, it's up. Yep. Duncan Trussell. And all his other episodes too are up. Wow, that is fucking crazy. All right.
There?
Oh shit. I was talking mad masa about you, bro.
Hey, bro, that's what I get for listening to Rene to switch over to my hotspot.
Ryan. Look at he said Robert's punching air right now. Oh shit, dude. Hey, I never asked you this. But we'll get back to the club scene in a second, but all right. What is this whole thing with you? You majored in Chicano studies?
That was my major. I switched over from from liberal arts, bro. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I liked it since high school because I started in high school with Chicano studies.
Yeah.
And
they offered it at the as an elective, right, at Roosevelt? Because I know it wasn't required.
Yeah. I don't know if it was an elective, but I got it, and I got intrigued, bro. I was interested.
Yeah.
And, you know, just knowing about the past. And
yeah.
I came pretty close to not being a Dodger fan anymore.
You know the story too, don't you?
Yeah, the whole Chavez Ravine thing, man.
Yeah.
And then I read more about
their homes.
Yeah, I read more about it, and and just the whole thing. And as a matter of fact, right now I'm reading The Republic of East LA. It's a book.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's a book.
Who's it by?
It's Luis Rodriguez, something like that.
Luis Rodriguez, okay.
I think
it's a bunch of the. I know the Chicano moratorium was just like last week, right?
Yeah, it was on the 29th.
Yeah, because Whittier was packed. Yeah.
Yeah, it was their 50 year anniversary, bro.
Yeah. God, it's been 50 years?
Yeah, since they killed Ruben Salazar, bro.
Yeah, I remember. I'm like, fuck, dude. Like, I remember growing up learning about Ruben Salazar. That was crazy. And it's like.
It's by Luis Rodriguez, bro, the book.
Luis Rodriguez, okay. So it intrigued you. You almost didn't become a Dodger fan because of the whole Chavez Ravine thing.
Well, I was already a Dodger fan.
Me too, bro.
But I was like, what?
Yeah. I was a Fernando Valenzuela fan, dude, because he was basically like kind of like the saving grace of La Raza at the time.
Well, he was, but, bro. That's why they got him. They needed that. I mean,
you've seen the 30 for 30 on him, right?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that's just crazy. It's like, oh shit. I'm like, okay. Yeah, they had a kind of patch the scar somehow, but fuck, man. And to think they're kind of still doing it to this day, just in a different format.
Yeah.
It's like everyone throws a word up, gentrification, but it's a little bit more complex than that too. I think gentrification is a small word. It's called, geoscience or something like that, where they're strategically buying real estate just to kind of like plan out how the whole neighborhood's going to be reformed. And it's fucking scary because it's all it takes is a couple billion dollars and boom, they just waltz right in. Boom.
Well, I saw your last podcast, bro, and you were talking about that.
Yeah.
A lot of, these hipsters or other races are moving into Boyle Heights and City Terrace.
Trust fund babies.
So there you go. And it's because it's not as expensive like living in downtown, but there's just right over the bridge, bro.
Yeah.
So that's why they move over here.
You know what's funny? It's I don't know. I'm not being prejudice. Well, I mean, I can be a little bit prejudiced towards those people because they're not native LA people. Mm-hmm. But it's like my first thought is like, why here? Like, why do you want to move here? Like, I was driving rideshare, like I was talking to my buddy in the last podcast, and I remember one of the girls, you know, little short white girl, she works at the arts district as I don't know what the fuck. But I kept getting her for requests. Like, I picked her up like 6 times. And each time I picked her up in like the border of Lincoln Heights and Sereno, right there. And of course, everyone knows Lincoln Heights, everyone knows Sereno. Very historical, like urban, like neighborhoods, dude. It's basically a concrete jungle there. And I pick her up, you see all the real estate, and then her house, bro, it's like brand fucking new. And I'm just like, wow, it sticks out like a sore thumb. I'm being a little bit prejudiced because I'm like, wait a minute, like, why did you move here? But I don't want to tell them that because I don't want to come off as one of those,
You don't want to tell them that, or you don't want to ask them that?
I have asked them that, and the answer was simple. As the answer I knew I was expecting to get, Robert. I'm like, oh, so where are you from? They were from the Midwest. They were from the East Coast, like Long Island, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania. A lot of them come, believe it or not, there's a big influx of people from Ohio. Ohio natives love coming to LA for some freaking reason. I don't know why. And because there's seldom people coming from Nevada because the cost of living there is a lot cheaper. Texas, forget about it. They're not coming here. Arizona, not really. Oregon, mm-mm.
You know, that's funny that you say that, because when I lived in downtown, I ran into a lot of people that were from Arizona.
Really? Maybe the weather. Bro. Like, it's a seasonal thing. That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe.
Because those fucking summers in Arizona are no joke, bro. Those summers will kill you.
Bro, I know. I've been to a Dodger game out there and a football game.
Oh, man.
Even though they're indoors, you know, still.
You can still feel it, huh?
You get out of the airplane. Oh, hell yeah, bro.
Oh, my God. And then there's like, and I'm sure you've been there because the homie Chino, Florida, Miami. Something
you know
about
what? The thumbnail you used?
Yeah.
That was the
Don't
first
tell me that
time
was in Miami.
Time I DJ'd in Miami, bro. Yeah, I was in Miami.
I was.
It was at Wood Tavern, bro. Amazing, bro. Amazing.
I have a particular perspective of Floridians. That's why, and it's really, really hard for me to like. I'm not saying take them seriously, but I met a couple that were really cool, like a couple people. But then there's like, you know, they have the bunch that are kind of unique and different, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, you know where I played at, it was a bunch of locals. It wasn't your South Beach douchebags. It was your local douchebags. But
really, you
know, yeah. So it was just all locals, and his bar is just play good music, man. So I didn't play like EDM or anything like that, bro. It was just like old school hip hop, old school R&B.
Do the old playlists?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow. Oh shit, what's up, Iron Mike? Shout out to Iron Mike. So check this out. I would pick up people and, you know, I always ask them exactly where they're from. For some reason, people from Miami do not like it here at all. They don't like it one bit. I've surveyed these people. I've surveyed maybe like, you know, out of the 10,000 rides that I had, like maybe like 40 or 50. I know they're not going to speak for everyone in Florida, but they don't like it here. They think we're rude. They think we're not well mannered. And I'm just like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm like, I don't know where you're going. I'm like, but I could tell you that us LA natives are very passive at times, but you know, we're known for throwing punches first and asking questions later. But you know, who knows? And he walked away. Oh, he's got to go get headphones. That's right. Miami is always in the news for the wrong reasons. Yeah, dude. I kid you not, man. I'll wait till he comes back. Dude, so here's the one story. I remember I picked up, I think he was a doctor. I don't remember. All right, he's coming back. I think I picked up a doctor. I don't remember. He went to go restart his Wi-Fi.
My bad.
Hey, they ran out of battery, yeah.
I keep cutting off, or you keep cutting.
It's from my end, you keep cutting off. It also, here's the thing. I don't know what it is about internet science, but it's a pain in the ass, man. I mean, even if you have the best plan in the world, whatever, the highest megabits per second, it's still gonna act up and be fucking shitty. I'm assuming everyone's online watching Netflix right now, so that's
probably,
basically
bro.
What I'm, yeah. And I know nobody ain't nobody doing fucking homework right now, that's for sure.
They're probably watching Cobra Kai season 2.
That's my show, man. That's my show. Oh, man. Hey, speaking of,
I'm all about the 80s, brother.
Bro, I was going to say, okay, so you grew up in the 80s in the projects. Because, I mean, we were obviously teenagers in the 90s. You grew up with Will.i.am?
Yes, I did.
Wow, okay.
I was a B-boy, bro.
I was going to say, are you serious?
Yeah, dude, I used to break dance, brother.
Oh, shit.
My grandma would get all pissed, yelling at me that I was gonna break my neck spinning and shit on my head.
Oh my god, dude, that's so crazy.
Yeah, bro. So damn, that's dude. All it was. Hold on.
Yeah, go for it. Renee, he's gonna go restart the Wi-Fi. Look at it. Let me see. Look at it. Let's see. Oh shit! Bust out the cardboard.
Oh yeah, bro. The cardboard and the boom. He went for it.
Let me demonstrate real quick.
Let me bring out my Memorex tapes.
The Memorex tapes. Oh my god.
Let me bring out my Beat Street fucking soundtrack.
So what was that like, man, growing up in the Strata Courts? I used to go and visit all the time, and that shit was fun, man. I mean, I have really good memories of that place. I really don't have money. I mean, yeah, the occasional fucking, chaos, but, for the most part, I mean, fuck, it was a community. Everyone knew each other.
Yeah, to me, it was good times, bro. Like, totally, there's a bunch 100%. Of kids that live around there and grew up in the projects and, like I played sports, I was a baseball guy. I always played baseball. I'll go sign up, ask my mom, hey, I need $15. What the hell for? Oh, I signed up for baseball.
Now I heard baseball fee.
Yeah, bro. I heard it's like 300 now and shit.
Yeah. But you get the whole unis and the cleats, dude.
Oh, dude. We to get the uniforms too back then, bro. We didn't get the cleats, but
I was gonna say, but you don't get the cleats, that's why the price went up. And usually they get some kind of deal with a wholesaler. And here's the thing they don't tell you, like back in the day, did you ever change your actual cleats? Did you ever change them?
Oh, I was a McGregor guy. Come on, if you're old school, you know where cleats are. Oh, shit, sorry,
yes,
bro.
Dude, yes. Nowadays, those extra cleats that you buy to replace them, they cost an arm and a leg, man. They're so, yeah. Spikes, well, yeah. Granted, like where we would play most of the time is fucking dirt. And it was really, dirt that wasn't exactly too well groomed sometimes, but we made the best of it, but.
Growing up, covered with dirt, bro.
I was gonna say, dude, you can see the fucking sprinkler system and hovering from the bottom of the thing, and you had to be careful not to fucking step on it.
Gopher hose and shit in the outfield.
So you grow up there, you know everyone. How did you get? Okay, I knew. Did you get into art while you were at the Estrada Courts, living it up, and then you got more into when you were in high school.
No,
for a long time I'm like, oh fuck, Robert! I forgot Robert can draw.
Yeah,
I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, bro. No, well, the murals help. I'll tell you that much at Estrada Courts.
Oh, of course, dude. They're super inspirational. Though we are not a minority mural. Exactly. Fucking world famous. Yeah.
Oh yeah, exactly, bro. So that helped, and I used to like drawing too, like cartoon figures. Voltron, just Thundercats. Oh, dude,
Voltron, Thundercats. By the way, that's back on, I think Hulu or Netflix. I don't know, but it's back. The old 80s one.
Nice. So I used to draw all of that, and my aunt, she bought me this kit to draw. So I just kept doing it and kept doing it, bro. And, you know, drawing would help me just forget about everything. And just, it was good times. And I entered a couple of contests and this moral.
Fucking Cepillin.
Hey, bro, I have those fucking records, actually. Cepillin records, bro.
Oh, dude, I have Topolillo.
Órale.
I was listening. What the fuck is that? Is it fucking dancing? Is it a rat or a mouse? I forgot what it was. That was a mouse. That dude was a gangster, bro.
Yeah, but yeah, dude.
Mosca.
Fucking burbujas, bro. If you're old school.
Burbujas. What, chiquilladas?
That too, brother.
Chiqui Draculas, bro.
Nah, but yeah, I entered a couple of art contests and I won some. And I remember there was one I entered when I was in the projects and it was about fire safety. And yeah. I won and they had my drawing in City Hall for a while.
Ah, pinche Capulina. Wait, so yeah. When they had it at City Hall, where exactly was it positioned? That's one thing I never saw. I saw a bunch of them growing up, but like, bro, where exactly did they have it?
I don't remember. You walk in and they had a bunch of them against the wall. It was like inside, right after you passed the main entrance, bro.
Yeah.
So they had it there on the left-hand side. So yeah, they had it right there. And then I also, growing up in the projects, you know about the whole, back in the day, it was bad with the drive-bys.
Fuck yeah, shootings. It was, bro.
I had a really good friend of mine. I knew him since second grade, Rene. He actually, housing authorities killed him. And,
whoa.
Yeah, dude. He was young. We were really in like eighth, ninth grade.
Yeah.
So anyhow, I drew like an angel with a beanie, like a gangster looking angel with a bat.
Yeah.
And bat with a car. Well, anyhow, I drew that and I submitted it to Lowrider magazine. They had the art issue.
Oh, that's right. Okay. I remember those.
So my drawing was in there too.
Wow. Okay. And this is when you're in junior high, right?
I'll technically junior high over there was ninth grade. So I was a freshman.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. The track system, right?
Yeah. So in East LA, day, yeah. Boyle Heights. Yeah. It was seventh, eighth, ninth was junior high. High school was that's 10, right. 11, 12.
Remember that shit. That's so fucking old school, dude. Oh, fuck. I forgot about that. Yeah. Because I remember going to junior high school. And it was up to ninth grade at one point, and they changed it the year later. Or something like that, if I remember correctly. But, oh, you frozen again? Let me see. All right, you're back.
No, I'm still here.
Oh, you're good. All right.
It's super Renee and his ideas, bro.
Fucking Capulina Renee, bro. Okay, so you get featured. When did you start really, I guess, immersing yourself in the scene? It wasn't when you left to Victorville, was it?
Yeah, it was, bro, actually.
That was like, it?
The whole DJ scene?
You moved to Yeah. What the fuck? That's crazy. I thought you at least started doing it in the Estrada course somewhere.
No, I did. I did. I started when I was in 11th grade, 10th grade, started.
Yeah, yeah.
Starting in there. I always loved music. And as a matter of fact, I used to play the fucking clarinet, bro.
Oh, shit.
So a lot of people don't know that either.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, bro.
Fucking A, that's crazy.
I wanted to play the saxophone.
That's fucking crazy, though, dude. Like, you go from the Estrada chords to Victorville, worlds apart, bro. I mean, obviously for us, I mean, our, you know, our environment, our barrios are more accepting of what we do. Did you fucking run into any fucking backlash, bro? I know there's a culture and, you know, kind of like also a prejudice when you go to a different town when you bring that swag, bro. So did you encounter any of that shit in Victorville? Because I know Victorville's a whole fucking different level, bro.
Oh, hell yeah. Wow. Coming from the projects, I went up there and I remember one of the conversations I had with my brother over the phone, because I'll talk to him like daily on the phone, because he moved up before I did to Victorville.
Okay.
So he moved up there at like in the middle of my 10th grade year, my parents moved up there. So I at least wanted to finish 10th grade. Then I moved up there my junior year, and then I would ask my brother, so, hey, how's the scene up there? How's this and this and that? I would ask him questions. And then he would tell me, oh, yeah, this is this. And he'll explain everything to me. And then I would ask him, so who's the bully? So when I went up there, bro, I went up there just with that project attitude. Like, I got to make sure they know who I am.
And, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I went up there and I was like, I'm going to talk shit to the biggest motherfucker, to the fucking, to the bully.
Wow. Okay.
That's interesting. And I did, bro. And he didn't do anything. I went to the school bus. Everybody got on and shit. So it was this big dude. His name's Joe. So. A lot of people were scared of his ass. He must have been like high. He must have been like your height, bro. You're built.
That's a big dude.
I didn't care though, man. I was like, fuck it. So I just got on the bus and I was like, yo, scoot over. I go, yo, scoot over, man. He's all like, what? He's all like, what? Because he was taking up the whole seat. I go, scoot the fuck over. I just pushed myself in there, bro. I sat down, and he just looked at me in shock. And I go, what are you going to do, kick my ass? I go, let's go, bro. But back then, I had more of an East LA accent.
Yeah.
I had an East LA. I'll be like, you want to throw putazos? Let's go.
You're all right, huh, back then. That's cool. That's the whole thing, dude. Like, that shit doesn't exist anymore. Cause I remember, I mean, I got bullied as a kid too, but like, I didn't want to fight back cause I didn't want to get in trouble with my mom, dude. That was the main thing. And then finally he was like, "God, chingatelo."
Nah, he'll tell me, you get your ass kicked, you're going to get your ass kicked when you get home.
Oh yeah. Yeah. My mom told me the same shit too. She goes, but the thing at the same time, like back then, you had to play it smart and not be like, it's funny. Like if you were to kick the guy's ass, then they'll play the victim card and get you in trouble. I'm just like, hey, what the fuck? Like, hey, he was fucking me the whole time. And, that's exactly what you did. Like, fuck you. That type of shit now is unheard of, bro. It's unheard of. I like to reminisce about shit like this too, because there was a lot of goodness in the upbringings that we had, because I always have to remind people, we're a generation that we're kind of like in between. We were young enough to grow up with all the technology, and then we were young enough to learn about it and adapt to it. And then look at us now, we're like I forget what we're called, but most people label it Generation X, millennials, whatever, but there's this little gap called Xennials. I don't know if you ever heard that shit.
No.
That's what we fall into. Like, I remember landlines. I remember pagers, making mixtapes with the cassette players. And I remember, what's it called? Stealing lead pencils from Kmart.
Wow.
You know those memes, I'm this old? Go all day, man, all day. And putting your quarters up for Street Fighter.
But yeah, that's it, bro. Centipede was my game back then.
Oh, shit, I hated that game. I could never pass it.
No, but you know what?
Fucking pass it.
Our generation, the difference was, bro, we didn't have this cyberbullying shit. If you were going to be a bully, if you were going to be a bully or a dick, you had to do it in their face, bro. You couldn't hide behind a
landline and then call them out.
You couldn't do it behind a screen like fucking kids do it nowadays, bro. Like, fuck that.
Net bangers, that's what they call them.
Oh, is that what they call them?
That's what the kids call them nowadays. They're net bangers. Nah, I'm like, net bangers. Bro. I'm like, oh, that's. Yeah, it's not my style either. I mean, even though I like to engage in some online conversations, but like, you know, it's. I always like if I had an issue to resolve with someone, and you know, if I could do it in person, then that's fine. But I don't want to bother with the energy if it's not going to be in person. It's like if I know this person is like miles away, like fucking out of state in a different time zone, no, I don't want to deal with it. Like, fuck that.
Or
why?
Or speaking of energy, when you said, you know, you don't want to bother with the energy, when the person's just ignorant, bro. Ignorant. Yeah,
totally.
You know, because I like to read both sides of the story. I'll change my ideas and my mind, my opinions. If you have a valid point, I'm like, you have a valid point. You know, fuck it. But you got to know, you know, everything, each side, bro. In order to be a prolific shit talker, bro, you really got to know your shit.
Absolutely, man. And that's why, believe it or not, I have a lot of attorney friends that are online and they reach out to me. And sometimes they're like, oh, maybe you're a little bit misled by the media, by this. I'm like, man, you keep using the word media. He's like, well, they're the main culprits. They're the ones spinning everything the way they want just to get clicks. Because print is not selling. And I'm like, what do you mean print? Because remember, you used to go to the fucking liquor store and just buy it. Was it a quarter fucking newspaper?
The LA Times.
I'm like, yeah. He's like, dude. And he's like, those days are over and these people are starving. And you they'll buy, do anything for a click.
You buy an LA Times for a quarter and a Chocodile for a quarter, bro.
Yup. Or a Mazapan if you're lucky.
There you go.
And then just unassemble it perfectly.
No, but
that's an art form.
I know what you mean, though. Like, people talking shit. Like, now you're like, you know what? I'm not even going to say anything now. I'm like, fuck it. Whatever.
Like for example, I'll tell you straight up. Like I got shit for this most recent shit, the most recent shit that happened with this kid in Wisconsin, and but my point is like, okay, nobody wins. No one should have been there in the first place because first and foremost, that was a curfew, and once you violate curfew, it's open game, bro. They're gonna get you. Second, what the fuck? Let me ask you this, Robert. At 17, were you driving cross state to go look for fucking trouble or having someone drop you off cross state? No. You don't care about a business that much, bro, to protect them, even if it's 30 minutes away. It's like, I dude, we would drive cross state for pussy, not pistols, bro.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's the perspective I put it in.
Well,
what shows you like the this generation, man, is just, I don't even know. I don't want to sound like a broken record, an old man, bro. But yo, man, this is crazy. Like, I think there's other civil ways we can go about this, and there's examples. But here's the one thing, dude. Police brutality. It hasn't changed, dude. It hasn't changed. You would think that there would be some type of change, not only reform wise, but also socially. But no, it keeps fucking happening, dude.
I'll tell you this: I was a victim of that, bro. That's how my brother passed away.
Oh Jesus Christ! What happened?
Police brutality, bro.
Where, the courts or in Victorville?
In Victorville. Yeah, oh I actually, God, dude. I actually posted something about that. I posted his picture and I posted the story. Like, a lot of people don't know that story, but yeah, that police department, it doesn't exist anymore. The sheriff's
took over.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
They were super shady. So, but I was angry. Yeah, bro. But I still have friends that are cops. I still wanted to become a cop. You know, I will look at both sides of the story. Like I said, I look at both sides of the stories, bro. Like,
yeah.
So, you know, I know there's good cops, bad cops, whatever, you know? And here's the thing, when you were talking about like people nowadays, I designed a quick post on my Instagram and I put, humanity has lost its moral compass.
Wow, that's deep.
I think they have, bro. They normalize so much shit now.
Yeah, they do.
And you know
especially
what?
When it comes to that stuff.
I think it's always been there, but now you can see it because of the whole social media shit.
Well, it only magnified the problems that have been there for so long.
Exactly, bro. Exactly.
Go ahead, dude. Go ahead.
Yeah, bro. And believe me, when I was in Victorville, bro, trust me, I faced racism. As a matter of fact, one of my jobs, I was working at JCPenney. I went to go, you know, deposit my check at Wells Fargo. A recruiter recruited me. So then I went into Wells Fargo, and this recruiter, she mentioned, mind you, she's white, but I knew she wasn't racist though, because she was married to a black man. But yeah. I remember she pulled me to the side one day, and she's all like, "Robert, you know, you're a good worker, so and so." And she's all like, "You know, are you planning on, you know, growing in the banking business?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure, I like it, you know." And then she's all like, "I'll give you." She asked me if I went to school.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I still go to school. And she's all like, I'm going to give you some advice, constructive criticism. I hope you don't take it the wrong way. She's all, but you have an East LA accent.
She said, you got to change your vernacular.
Exactly. So I was like, shit. Wow. All right. But I didn't take it in a bad way, bro. I know she was just looking out for me. And I think that's what some people, they can't take constructive criticism, bro.
Oh, totally. So, you know, it's funny. So you had an accent. What was your first language? It was Spanish or English?
Spanish, bro.
Me too.
Spanish, so, English, and a little bit of a sign language, bro. A sprinkle of sign language.
Oh, shit. So
how do you think I communicate with people, bro?
I was going to say, that's awesome. So did you struggle like maybe kindergarten or first grade because of the language barrier?
Not really, dude.
I did. And my mom was fucking, no, I was livid. So she made it a point to have me memorize the dialogue of my favorite movie, which is fucking Return of the Jedi. So she told me in Spanish, like, oh, learn all of his dialogue. And I thought she meant Harrison Ford, Han Solo. She goes, no, him, the white guy. She meant Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker. So I had to memorize the entire, all of his lines in the movie. I had to memorize that and make sure I copied the exact vernacular that he used. And that's how I got rid of my accent. But to this day, my paisa ass fucking, it still slips, bro.
Well, with me, I had my cousin.
You had your cousin?
Well, I had older cousins. And then growing up in the projects, the older guys that I grew up with, they spoke English, so.
Oh, okay. So they were already born here doing the thing, shit.
Yeah. So, like, I'm sorry, growing up with older guys, too, it helped.
Yeah, dude. I grew up with younger people, and they were all in the same fucking boat as me. So someone had to kind of shift the paradigm there, bro. But yeah. So what? She told you that you got? Did you get rid of the East LA fucking vernacular, or did you keep it for a while before you?
I know, like, porra, this guy was right, dude.
It's kind of like it's a country lingo, bro, if you really break it down, because it's only a specific lingo, group bro. It's a specific group of people that can only talk like that. And when you're thrown into that environment, it brings it out of you, bro. I know it comes out of me immediately. I'm just like, oh, shit. Like, I find myself talking in front of my mom like that. She's like, what the fuck? Like, where did that come from?
Dude, it comes out when I hang out with Adrian, bro.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yes.
When you hang out with certain people, it comes out.
Yeah, and it's like, and vice versa, like then they start to know, like take into account that your culture, because they've known you so, for so long, and they start copying every fucking word that you're saying. Like if I swear, Robert, if I had a dollar for each time one of my my white buddies or my Asian buddies started saying orale or ora or efu, like I'd be a filthy rich man, dude. They all say it now. Yes. And but it's crazy because I heard Felipe Esparza, the comedian, say this, that we took fool from the black community. And for a long time, I didn't know that. And I'm just like, oh, fuck, because that's a whole thing, too. Like, and I wanted Benvenina to ask you, because we're not two worlds apart like everyone makes it out to be with us and the black folks, bro. We are by far the two biggest marginalized races in America, bro. Seriously. And I mean, I'm being inclusive with Mexican and what I like to call Latino, yeah, if you come from Italian descent.
Yeah.
But fuck, man, what did Renee say? Like that. And there's different extremes. So here's the thing, okay, we got this police brutality shit that's not gonna change. You're a victim of it. You know, you lost your sibling over this shit. When someone, for example, all my cop buddies, obviously you and I, you know, we know a lot of people in law enforcement, and I get that the fucking job is hard, bro. I wanted to be a deputy at one point. But it really, really pains me to know, man, that this is definitely, it's either you or me culture that exists now, unfortunately. And I know this because they tell me either in person or in a DM or whatever, in a comment. And it's like, hey, I want to go home to my family too. So I'm going to do everything in my power to survive.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, fuck, man. But you just killed this dude who's unarmed. He's got five kids and they'll say like, no, man, well, he punched his ticket out, you know, taken to fucking, to Neverland, bro. It's either him or me. And I'm like, wow, dude, that is so fucking, nobody wins, dude. Nobody wins. Nobody fucking wins.
Bro, I'll tell
nobody
you.
Nobody wins.
I've been a victim of, like, my brother, police brutality, and I've been a victim of a crime when they shot me, bro.
Shot?
Yeah, bro, they tried carjacking me, dude.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
It's all these stories for days, Ed.
I've been shot at four times. I'm sure by the neighborhood gang, just on a crossfire right there off of Indiana and Fourth. What do they mean?
Oh, bro, yeah, I got shot in your hood, bro, Montebello.
Jesus, man. You did?
Off of Repetto and Garfield.
What? Right there by the fucking Shaka's?
The optometrist, dude.
Oh.
Across the street from Canton City in Cantwell.
Canton City?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right there by the school.
Yeah.
Bro, that's, yeah. Shit. What happened?
Yeah, they tried carjacking me.
Fuck.
Yeah, they shot me nine times, bro.
Nine times? How many? Did they hit you with all nine?
No, one hit my arm, shattered my radius bone. The other one grazed my stomach.
Fuck.
And then
you said you were going to JNS, as Renee said.
Nah, I was getting dropped off. I lived at the Hensel apartments.
You know about the Hensels?
I know, dude, I was getting dropped off because I had gone to the Fiesta drive-in, bro, and Pico Rivera. Oh,
wow, really?
Yeah,
the old school Fiesta right there off of Paramount.
I fucking saw Wedding Singer that night, bro.
Give me time.
There you go.
Fuck, man. Oof. Yeah. So that movie, if you ever watch it, must trigger some memories, man.
It definitely
does. Trauma. Fuck. Memories.
A little bit of both.
Gosh, dude, that's fucking crazy.
Oh, no. I lied. That night I watched 10 Things I Hate About You. That was a movie I watched that night.
Dude, I have a dick in my face, don't I? When he draws a dick on his face?
Yeah, bro.
So what, you think you were just singled out, or they knew, oh, fuck, we just got to get this fool fucking...
Wrong place, wrong time, bro. They hit me, damn. And then they hit the girl I was dating at the time. She got one in the back, bro, inch away from her spinal cord.
Oh, fuck.
So, yeah, it was damn. It was three of them, bro. Three guys.
Jeez, man. They were either looking to escape or looking to come up on a G-ride, bro. That's what happens.
Oh, yeah, bro. But that's Montebello for you.
Oh, I know. Believe me. I've seen some crazy shit in that neighborhood, dude. Some crazy fucking shit. Mainly a lot of bad car accidents, Robert. A lot. Followed by gunshots. So it was like a double whammy. It's like, fuck. Because I remember, check this out. 10 Things I Hate About You came out my senior year in high school. So that was 1999.
Yeah, that's when I got shot. April 3rd, 1999, bro.
Fuck. And okay, so damn, now I remember that was you, because I remember that shit, because I didn't live too far from there. And I remember there was like caution tape everywhere, and it was all fucking, it was really, really interesting. Wow. I was like, okay, what the fuck's happening here?
We fucked up like three cars, bro, when we escaped. We hit three cars.
Yeah. Oh my God, Robert. Damn. That is so fucking crazy, bro. They were never caught.
Yeah, they caught him. I got a picture of the guy.
Oh shit! Yeah, how'd you get a picture of the guy?
I'm from the projects, bro. I know people.
Yeah, like you look like this. Like, that's fucking wild, bro.
But you see, this is how it was growing in the projects. So the guys were telling me, "Yo, man." Well, not like that, but they're like, hey, they fucking shot your old lady. Yeah. You gotta get back at this motherfucker. Who was it? Yeah. We'll take care of him.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, I want to be a cop. I don't want anything to come back on me, you know?
Yeah.
It's just the whole cycle. They're like, well, you gotta get back at this dude.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is. So. But that was crazy.
One thing, Raza, for sure, bro, I knew growing up is retaliation is fucking almost immediate if your children are hurt or your woman.
Or your mom.
Straight. That's a death call, bro.
Hey, so someone does something to your jefita, bro?
Dunsville, bro. It's so crazy how that even like... There's no question about it. It's like, this is what we're going to do. Cool. Oh,
yeah, absolutely not, bro.
Fuck,
absolutely
man.
Not. But yeah, that's how it was. They were like, hey, you got to take care of this guy.
That's so fucking crazy, bro.
Motherfucker shot you and your old lady. I'm like, yeah, dude. But
it was just it was unprovoked. It just happened. You were just, what? You were leaving the Hensels, or were being dropped off?
I was being dropped off, and I fell asleep. I wasn't driving. I was in the passenger side.
Yeah.
So she was in the driver's side. We had argued. I fell asleep. I didn't want to hear it. And then she woke me up screaming and shit. And there was I wake up. My eyes are all groggy. Like, on my side, there's a guy trying to open my door. He's all like, open the door. So I just, you know, I focus on him. I stare at him. And he backs up and he covers his face. So I make sure the doors are locked. So then I was like, whatever. And I see the guy on her side, and the kid's just wailing on the fucking window. He's just socking it. And he socked it like 2-3 times. And then I was like, fuck this dude, take off. He can't even break a fucking window. So she turns on the car. She puts it in reverse. When she puts it in reverse, I bring my arm around her back seat. Yeah. And then I lean over to take a look at him, and then he brings out his fucking gun. He had remember the Ben Davis jackets?
Yeah.
He had one of those. I remember everything. And then he just points the gun at me, and I just see the hear the gunshot and see the fire come out of the muzzle of the fucking gun. Hits her window. Second shot hits the back window. And that's when I like turn around because I was like, fucking, the glass is going to fly all over my face. So I bring my arm over. And then I heard a third gunshot. And then I see my arm and that shit's crooked. It looks like a fucking Z, bro.
Oh, shit.
So I'm dripping blood from this side. And I'm squirting blood from this side, bro.
Oh, fuck, dude.
And I was like, oh, shit, they shot me. You took me to the hospital. Right when I said that, that's when we drove like 10 yards. We fucking hit parked cars, bro. Bam.
Because it hit her.
Well, she didn't know yet, though.
Oh, she
just,
shit.
She told me she just felt something push it forward. So she hit parked cars, airbags went off. She put it in reverse, and she didn't drive again, and she kept going, bro.
What?
She kept going, and then I told her, turn right here. My cousin lives here, and I know that he was strapped. Yeah. And he lived up the street. So then we saw another gangster in the corner, and I saw him raise his hands and go like this and shit. And I was like, shit. So she turned, and then she turned again into the fucking parking lot of the Hensel Apartments, which is a dead end. So that's when I told her, it's a dead end. I go, we got to get off. So her car just rolled to a stop. I opened the door. I got my windbreaker from the back seat, shook off the glass, wrapped my arm, you know, pulled her through my side, and we started running in and out through the fucking Hensel Apartments to get to my apartment.
Oh, and shit, man.
We're like, we'll go up Garfield, then we'll go back into the apartments because, you know, they had like hallways and shit.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So then I'll look out the glass window and she'll be like, why don't you knock on one of these doors, you know, ask them to help us out. I'm like, dude, I'm full of blood. You don't have your boots on. You just have socks. It's Montebello. They're not going to fucking help open the door.
Oh, no, they're not.
So that's when, she, you know, in one of those, that's when she's all like, oh, shit, Robert, I've been shot. She felt her blood go down her back, bro.
Oh, shit.
That's when I just hugged her. Then I saw the cops outside and I told her, hold up, wait. And I went outside and I whistled at them. You know, the old cholo whistle.
Yeah.
And they come straight at me and they're like, what happened? And two of them came fast. I guess someone had called them already.
Yeah.
And I told them they shouldn't be like no more than a mile radius away from us. So, yeah, sure enough, it happened right there, dude. Then after that, I was stuck in the hospital for a week. Had to get surgery.
And what happened with her?
She had to wait, bro. She went to the hospital, but the bullet was so close to her spinal cord.
Yeah.
They told her, we can't do anything. We got to let time pass by, and the bullet's going to get pushed out. Because if we take it out right now, there's a percentage that we could damage you and even, you know, be paralyzed. Yeah, even paralyzed. So.
Fuck.
So she waited a while, bro.
Yeah, Boris, we're live.
Boris Becerro.
Boris.
The Becerro right there.
So she waited a while.
Yeah, bro. I think she waited like 7 years. Last I heard.
Damn, dude, that's so wild.
Yeah.
Fucking yeah. A.
And I ran into her. Crazy. I ran into her at Lake Tahoe. I ran into her.
Wow.
Like,
fucking, L.A. Taco, out of all places.
No, Lake Tahoe.
Oh, I thought L.A. Taco. I'm like.
No, Lake Tahoe.
Lake Tahoe. Wow. Okay. What was she doing in Lake Tahoe?
Oh, no. My bad. It wasn't Lake Tahoe. It was Havasu. No, Laughlin. It was Laughlin.
Wow.
Yeah, bro.
Becerro. I'm
telling you, bro. That's Jesus
fucking
right there.
Wow, bro. Whoa, that's crazy, dude. I mean, yeah. I've heard of fucking people being shot multiple times and they drive themselves to the emergency room all fucked up and they live.
Bro,
that's crazy.
It takes like 15 minutes, bro, to finally feel it.
Really? Because your adrenaline is just.
You're just pumping. You're just pumping. And then after that, that shit burns like a motherfucker, bro.
Wow, man.
That burns.
He said fucking Azusa. Fuck, man. Yeah, that, god damn, dude. I've never heard that story before. Ever. Oh,
there you go, brother.
That was a close fucking call, bro.
Yeah, fuck. And I've been like at house parties where they shoot up. Been in drive-bys. I hate
that shit. Yeah.
I've been in drive-bys. I've been pulled out at gunpoint by cops. That was the first time that I actually got hit, bro. It was fucking insane, bro. It was crazy. And I remember telling the guys, Chino and them, yo, bro, I called him. Hey, they finally hit me. What are you talking about? Yeah, I got shot. They all thought I was fucking around, you know?
Oh, no.
I'm in fucking county hospital right now. I'm at USC Medical Center.
He said, show the scar, Becerro.
I know what scar this Wata wants to see.
He said, play some death metal next time you go live, por favor.
Orale, we're going to play some Sepultura.
Dan Ochoa, what's up? He said, yep, Azusa is way different than when I was a kid. Dude, Azusa is hood, bro. It's like mini East Lil's there now, bro, just with a lot of dirt.
Like El Monte or what?
El Monte has all the Vietnamese too, bro.
But you know how you say it's hood? Back in the day when we would ask people, where do you live? I live over here. They would say, oh, over there by Wyfans.
That's how I do it too, man. The lingo. Look at my homie John's on. What stings more, getting shot or going poo-poo after Chili Cheetos? No, going poo-poo after King Taco with the red sauce.
Nah, man, getting shot, brother.
Chile Rojo. Nah, dude. For example, I remember you asked me that. They're like, oh, where'd you grow up? I go, I grew up in City Terrace. Right away, clean giveaway. Yeah, I grew up in City Terrace. And then, but then when I moved to Montebello, you're like, oh, where in Montebello do you live? I'm like, I live off of Olympic and Garfield. And you're like, no. Like, where do you live? And I'm like, shit, I can never identify. Do you know why? I lived in the border, the DMZ, bro, the demilitarized zone of V&E and fucking Stoners. And then the lot was up the street. And I was like, ah, shit, like, I live in fucking Middle Earth. I don't know.
And that's how most guys, like, growing up, where do you live? And right away, oh, that's so-and-so's neighborhood over there.
Yeah, I'm like, Sereno. Oh, you live in Sereno? Okay, cool. Like, I already know the cross streets. I know all the shortcuts, all the dead ends. And then, oh, I live by Evergreen. I'm like, okay, I knew the park. I knew fucking Talpa was right here. And then Evergreen Park was right there.
Or you just say a landmark, bro, and everyone knows.
Yeah, like, you fucking Roosevelt High School was right there. And then, oh, you live by White Fence. Okay, you live by right there by the 60 Freeway and Stevenson Junior High School. And it's like, even now, and then when I lived in South Central for like a minute, there's even more partitions there, bro. Because you got to know the black gangs, too. It's like, fuck.
Hey, bro, and you know what was like that? Aliso Pico. Aliso Village.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, Aliso Village.
There were like 5-6 gangs in there, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, for example, the Ramona Project, it's only one. And it's Hazard. But now they have
those were ugly projects, bro. One way in, one way out, bro.
Yeah, it's like it's like a trap, dude. Like, if you're gonna get lit up, you're Dunsville, bro, and they're just gonna find you there. And
I picked up this girl to go to a school dance. The motherfucker on a bicycle hit me up. I'm driving, and this dude chased me down on a bike to hit me up.
Fucking hey, dude, that's so crazy.
I'd
always get the white boy comment. Hey, white boy, where you from? I'm like, I don't bang, bro. I don't bang.
This story, right now that you say when they hit you up. I was coming home from football practice, and there was a couple of buddies of mine from the projects. We're going up Blueberry Hill, those fucking steep ass stairs.
Yeah.
In Boyle Heights. Hell yeah.
I know what that's.
Bro. Some fucking kid from Wyfans hits me up. Like, he hits up all of us. Yeah, there's like five of us.
Oh, jeez.
Where are you guys from? And I was like, hey, wherever you're from, Holmes. Bro, he felt stupid. Because the guys just started laughing and shit. So I was like, hey, you know? He felt stupid too because his boys started laughing too. They were on the side and shit drinking. And I was like, oh, dude. I'm like, really, bro? I'm coming from football practice. I have my fucking pads and helmet.
But, like, do I identify, or do I look like I fucking bang? No, dude, no.
Well, maybe because I had shaved my head for football.
That was the whole thing, too. Like, you guys, no one could ever shave their head. No one. It was like, fuck, man. I was so, like, that's why I grew my hair long at one point. But then I was a rocker dude or whatever. I was a fucking rocker fool, whatever. And I'm like, whatever, dude, like, it doesn't matter. But the bald head clearly, like, signified, like, oh, I'm looking for trouble. Like, no, dude, that's bullshit. But nonetheless, man, I mean, as much as a lot of people like to demonize, like, the places where we grew up, they have no trouble fucking moving in there, bro. All these fucking transplants. They have no trouble moving in there.
Bro,
no trouble.
I used to work in downtown, and I lived in downtown, so I was happy hour, I'll go to the local bars, whatever. I was at this bar this one time, and I'm pretty friendly. I could talk to anyone. Yeah. So I started chit-chatting with this architect that worked in downtown. He's from Chicago, so then he started asking me, like, oh, where'd you grow up? I told him, like, grew up in Boyle Heights. So, oh, with all the hipsters? I was like, it wasn't like that, sir.
Fuck.
It wasn't like that back then.
Damn, like that. Oh, my God.
So, oh, you grew up with all the hipsters? I was like, nah, man, it wasn't like that back then.
You know what's crazy is, okay, so, you know, driving Lyft and shit, I would always ask people, like, I mean, I took pride in my whole 5-star fucking rating. I never had a bad review because I would try to, you know, gauge the people that were coming to my car. And it was rare for me to tell them when they would ask me the question, like, hey, where are you from? And I'm like, I'm from LA. They're like, oh, okay, but like, where are you originally from? And I'm like, I'm born here, like, I'm a native of LA. And they're like, wow, really? And I'm like, yeah, I'm born at General Hospital. Do you know where that's at? They're like, oh, LAUSC Medical Center? That's what they call it.
I'm surprised they didn't say, isn't it that show?
Oh, shit, dude. And I'm just like, yeah. I'm there. And the same reply, oh, you guys are rare. And I'm like, very rare, because we've either moved out or we're still here trying to, you know, gather our pennies to get a place somewhere. And more than likely, we move east of the freeway. And they're like, what do you mean east of the freeway? What's east of the freeway? They've never discovered San Bernardino. They've never discovered what I later discovered. And my boy here, John, I'll highlight him real quick because I love him. I discovered San Gabriel Valley, SGV. And it was a whole different world. To this day, Robert, it's still a whole different world.
I discovered San Gabriel Valley when I fucking DJ'd the Mission school dances, bro.
Oh my God, really?
Oh, those girls were out of control, bro.
Oh man, I've only heard. I've never seen because I was never out here. And because I thought SGV was like the mall, but they're like, no, dude, that's not SGV. And I'm like, well, where do I gotta go? He said, you gotta go further up. And I'm like Pasadena? And they're like, no, the other side. And I'm like, fuck, I'm all confused and shit.
Temple City.
Finally, well, yeah, and then finally I get into this band that me and my buddy John here were playing in, and I discovered Rosemead, and I'm like, Rosemead, what the fuck is this place? And everything is, you know, there's a lot of Asian everywhere. There's plenty of diversity, but predominantly Asian, and a lot of paisas, bro, a lot of paisas that I guess, yeah, they work for them. They get hired by the Asians to do stuff. And Mohoro, he said Las Tunas. Yeah, bro.
Oh, so mean there's a lot of gardeners and Rosemead.
Pretty much, bro. But here's the trip, dude. And I went, this is where I felt kind of stupid, bro. I felt like, oh, shit. Like, I gotta really get to know, like, growing up, dude, I've only known two types of Asians. That was Chinese and Koreans because of LA. That's it. So, salut. So
thanks.
I go to, I forgot where I went, and all the paisanos, they do the guard, the landscaping and all that shit. And I always fucking say hi to them. Like, hey, you know, buenos dias, buenas tardes, or whatever. And hold on, Dan asked a question. Is Walnut the SGV? I believe it is, yes. Because yeah, the border, and because I think SGV ends when you go up that hill to go to Cal Poly Pomona. That's where the Inland Empire starts. Like, you go up and you go down. Cal Poly Pomona is right there where they always have the pumpkin patch.
71.
That's Inland Empire. Yeah, exactly, right there. And so I greet this other guy, bro. And I'm like, hey, buenos dias. And he looks at me, he's like, oh, Tao An. And I'm like, whoa, what? Like, oh shit, I felt dumb. But he dressed exactly the same, Robert. He was Vietnamese.
Actually, you know three kinds of Asians. You know, Chino, so too, bro.
Chino, isn't he Japanese American?
Japanese Guatemalan, bro.
Oh, that's right. I'm like, dude, I remember I told you I didn't know he was Asian, but I'm like, hey, this guy looks Mayan as fuck, bro.
Or he gets Filipino a lot.
Yeah, that too. But like, I look at him, I'm like, fuck, this fool, when I first met him, looked like he belonged in those fucking Mayan, like, fucking depictions of of fucking folklore and shit, dude. No, and then fuck, man, and then I'm just like, okay, this is different, you know, okay, whatever. Then I discovered Alhambra. In Alhambra, I was like, oh, okay. Like, I remember coming out here for high school fucking track and field, football games, but never, what did Mojoro say? Filipinos are the Mexican Asians. I cannot disagree with that. I cannot, because their dialect sounds very similar to Spanish. It's just like a combined mix.
And their last names, bro.
Their last names, they grew up Catholic. The food is very similar. And of course, well, the Spaniards are the ones that fucking...
Don't they have pizza here, too?
Boats. I think so, dude, yeah. And they're fucking cool, man. They party balls, man. God, I've met some Filipinos, I'm just like, fuck. And they always say, Pinoy, Pinoy, Pinoy. I'm like, hey, what's Pinoy? It was, that's what we refer to each other as, like, you know, Filipino dude or whatever. And they catch on to our lingo.
That's their version of wait.
Yeah. Or hey, fool.
Hey, fool. Yeah.
That was funny, fool. And yeah, so SGV, dude, that's why I'm like, God, man, this place is badass. I'm like, but then I discovered, like,
Alhambra,
bro. And that was like, wow, I like this place a lot, dude. I know it had its hood side too, because it borders Sereno if you go down further. But not one fucking, I think I've had like one bad experience in Alhambra, and that was recent. It was like this year.
Bro, do you remember when I got arrested outside of Havana House?
Yes, when the whole Fronteras thing happened.
No, and
it was,
bro,
like broken glass.
No. Oh, I was at that brawl too.
Fucking madness, man.
I was eating fucking when that shit happened, bro.
Wow. Yes, because we were across the street.
Yeah,
and I saw the commotion.
Yeah, I was DJing that day, dude. So guys were getting knocked out, bro, laid out.
Oh my God, that's so fucking crazy.
I was just holding my laptop. I didn't want anything to do with it, bro. Like,
get away from the laptop.
Hell yeah, bro. But no,
that's fucking crazy, bro.
I double parked to unload the system at Havana House.
Yeah,
as usual. I was waiting for Rob. So I'm double parked, and then Alhambra PD sees me.
Oh, great.
She busts a bitch. And then she's all like, you can't double park. I go, no, I'm just dropping this off. I'm leaving already. She's like, no, get over here.
No.
Sit on the sidewalk. I was like, what? She called another cop. Another officer came. She's all, are you with your quotas? Straight up like that in front of me.
Wow.
She's all, check this guy out. I supposedly, this warrant I had when I was 21 came up. And I was like,
right.
I go, that's been cleared like years. I go, that was like 9 years ago. I go, I cleared that. I was like, I don't know, it still comes out in the system. So they told my car. They booked me.
Wow.
And while they're putting me in the car, you see fucking Rob walking down the street. What's going on?
Oh shit. As he bought his going Mimi's cars. Keep it up, Jonathan. That's my pseudo name. Eduardo, whatever. Hit me up. Roberto Horns, motherfuckers. Alright.
Yeah, bro. So
that's crazy, bro.
They held me 24 hours. Oh yeah, it's been cleared. So the following night.
That's bullshit.
Fucking Alfred, you know, DJ Diablo?
Yeah, yeah. Diabs.
They printed out shirts. No, I think it was the following week. I don't remember clearly. But all the guys were wearing shirts that said Freestyles.
I remember that. there were black t-shirts with white writing. With
and, letters, a, right? and a little character like behind bars.
Because that's when he was doing all the printing stuff, right?
Yeah, so they were all wearing shirts, Freestyles.
That is fucking hilarious, dude. Shit.
I was just laughing, bro.
That's fucking crazy.
That was good times, bro.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're going on an hour and a half. I don't know how much longer you got, but...
I can do brother.
We can do part two in a couple of days, because this is pretty badass. That way we can gather more stories, because I'm like, fuck, I got to pick your brain more about all the shit that went down before I even showed up, because I met you guys in 06.
Yeah.
And you guys were already there. So he's a fucking Chespirito.
Oh, yes.
And maybe wherever you're going to be at, you'll have better bandwidth. But, before we kill it, bro, did you want to plug anything in, say anything? Jerry Springer's fucking, what's it called? Final word, whatever. Look at this. Don't forget to vote. All right, Boris, you got me, bro. I'm going to vote.
Yeah, don't forget to vote. Support your local businesses.
Yes, absolutely.
So I got my friend Gab. She has her shop, Hot Mess, in Uptown Whittier. Oscar Cities over in East LA. So 100%. You'll catch me there most of the time right there, having a cold one. And then 28 West in Alhambra. Yeah. I think they're reopening up again. The back patio.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, the back patio.
Oh, okay, cool. Awesome. All right.
Yeah, even though it's a Raider bar, bro, but...
I made the mistake of going in with my New England Patriots hat one time.
Yeah, bro.
But...
Yeah. I'm not even going to talk shit because I'm educated, but.
Meaning cities. No fue penal, no era penal.
Nah, bro. But yeah, I was actually hanging out with Renee at Cities the other day.
I know. I saw that. I'm like, God damn it. Fuck.
Yeah, we're there.
And then Witt asked me to go over. I think it was on Friday.
Yeah.
When they did the live stream, but it was already too late. I'm just like, oh man, I got to get home. And, but I really wanted to kick it. I was like, ah, oh, shit, man. Like these guys are, it's not often that we get together in the same place now since like what, probably February?
Yeah.
That was the last time we were in the same vicinity and we knew about this whole coronavirus thing. And I'm just like, nah, it won't get that bad. And then boom,
it'll magically disappear.
Yeah. Like our great fearless leader tells us.
Bro. No, but, you know, this past weekend, I played outside of city.
Yeah.
Just low volume, just chill music. So we all have to get together and let me know when you want to do part two, bro. And
yeah.
I know we didn't get to a lot of topics, bro. We just.
Yeah. No, that we just scratched the surface because fuck, man. Like, you know, like I said, this is the part where I would rather do it in person. Once this shit blows over, I'm gonna get the place, get the backdrop, and get a neutral space for everyone to come over and just fucking have some drinks, fucking do podcasts.
What if I tell Oscar to let us do it at Cities?
That would be badass. That would be awesome. I've wanted him and Hugo to participate too, but you know, it's on them. I know they're busy and they're trying to keep the house together, bro, basically.
Oh yeah, especially right
cities
now.
Is the house, bro. Yeah. But yeah, run it by him, bro, and let's get this thing happening.
Because he let me do live streams there when we were doing the pop-ups.
Yeah.
So I would promote cities, come down.
Oh, totally, totally.
And, you know, and I would try to help them out with that. So
yeah,
but yeah, I'll run it by them, and then, like I said, we will continue to shoot the shit, bro.
Yeah, and I know forever, man. That's gonna be the plug for me with Oscar and the City's Restaurant Bar. It's the City's Restaurant Lounge, right?
It's just City's Restaurant.
Just City Restaurants, right? So the reason why is because, dude, since I've been going, man, it's been nothing but fucking good times, dude. No matter what, the service is great, the food is great. I mean, whoever demonizes it, that's their own opinion. But fuck, for me, it's been prime, dude. Since I started going in 2013, believe it or not. And fuck, I've loved it every second, you know. And fuck, I can't wait till things get back to fucking to a rocking point, and we all can just enjoy each other's company for fucking the 3 or 4 hours over there sometimes. So
yeah, bro, I'll tell you, Frank even showed up I think like 2 weeks ago, bro.
Yes he's been in contact with me too, and I'm just like, fuck, dude, like I wanted to have him as well. I'll reach out to you.
That dude is really insightful when it comes to movies and shit like that, bro.
Oh, I know, he's been a producer, and I think he's directed some stuff and written some short films, or I don't know, feature films. I gotta ask him again. But fuck, nonetheless, man, let's make this shit happen. Run it by Oscar, and then we'll do a part two. So everyone stay tuned, we're gonna do a part two.
Just let me know the date, bro. Maybe I'll grow out my beard like Rene Mojaro.
Oh shit, like Whit Patrell,
like my little brother Rene.
Like stew rod, $2 martini Tuesdays.
There you go. You wanted me to do the voice too, bro.
Yeah, give it up. Coming up to the stage is Renee. Lights out.
We'll talk about that part two. That's part of my story, bro. I know you were surprised, brother. I did that, man.
I'm not surprised, but because I know it's easy money, but. Well, shit, man. Hey, thanks for being on. We're going to do a follow-up and get some more stories, because I know you got some pretty crazy shit to talk about. And that was like wishful thinking, this guy. All right, guys. Have a good night, my brother. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for being on. And with this, we out.
Peace out.